Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Now That You've Confessed. When you find yourself having fallen into a trap or of sin or having walked away from God's place of safety into sin, and then you make the confession to the Lord that you have sinned, what do you do after that? Do you find that you now are feeling worse off? Do you feel that the Lord loves you less, that there is no more hope for a poor sinner, that there is no place of refuge and rest? There is a wide place in God's hand for the man or woman who has a broken and a contrite heart because of their sin. You see, the cross, we look to that. That's the place of not just a little victory, but triumphantly, when we look to the Lord Jesus, when we look to the work that He has done, we don't have to think that we barely are able to go on because we're walking on eggshells. We're walking right by the edge, and one more step and we're gone. No, that's not the way it is with salvation. We're kept by the power of God. Sin always grieves the heart of God. It always grieves the heart of the Holy Spirit of God. Is always grieved by sin. But if you have come to the place where you know that you've grieved the heart of God, you need not go further from Him, thinking that He has cast you off. Oh, He will receive you. The depths of God's mercy. Has sin got you cornered so much that you don't know which way to turn for rest? People are often brought to a place of conviction of sin, and it seems as though they will find someone who will tell them what they did was not so bad. Many times after a great message of preaching and the Spirit of God working, people run home and turn on their TV and start comparing themselves with what they've seen. They often search for someone who will accept what they've done rather than to say, I am sorry. I have committed a sin against the Lord. As we have seen in the Scriptures, I was pointing out that David was one who made that statement several times. I have sinned against the Lord. He said it when he had sinned against the Lord with Bathsheba. He said it when his heart smote him, when he had numbered the people. And he also said it again when he saw what had done, when the people were smitten by the destroying angel. When the flesh had victory in his life and he sinned with Bathsheba, when he wanted to be like the world and number the people, to have his kingdom to be just like the other kingdoms, when he yielded to the pressure, the temptation to be like the world, or when the devil provoked him to number the people and many people died, each time David said, "I have sinned." When he said that in verse 13 of 2 Samuel 12, Nathan the prophet says to him, "The Lord also hath put away thy sin." When he numbered the people, David made the statement in 2 Samuel 24:10, "Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done and what I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly." See, each time when he sinned, he didn't run from the Lord any further. He knew that there was hope and help in the Lord and the Lord alone. And then in verse 17 of 2 Samuel 24, David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, "Lo, I have sinned and I have done wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house." David was willing to be blotted out and the people to be spared because of his sin. He didn't run further from the Lord. You know, there are some answers that I want to share in the closing moments of this devotional. Answers or statements made by people in attempting to witness to them or to encourage them or to get them back in the things of the Lord if they have ever been in the things of the Lord. One said to me, "You think that I'm such a bad sinner." Another said, "If anyone makes it into heaven, I will." And another cried out very loudly, "You sin too." And when they made these statements, I've been looking back on those, and it seems as though their statements were being made to me as though they were already in conversation with someone else, and they just needed someone standing by to hear what conclusion they've drawn. I think the Holy Spirit of God must have been dealing with those hearts, because I think back and I say, I didn't say anything against them. I just simply talked to them about the Lord, or maybe about the deed that was done and how it appears in the sight of God as revealed in the Word of God. You see, the Holy Spirit of God is going to always let us know when we've gone contrary to the mind, the way, the will, and the work of God. But David gives his answer to the Lord, and he seeks help from the Lord. He does not run from the Lord when he is brought to a place of conviction of his sin. He makes the statement, "I have sinned yet," or he's called out to the Lord for help. When you acknowledge your sin unto the Lord, go to him. Keep looking to him. He desires fellowship with you again. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.